l'insouciance est un sacré défaut. Moi je me sens toujours en vacances et je sens le vent sur ma peau. On me dit que je suis jamais d'attaque, trop molle pour faire quelque chose. Et moi je carbure pas au Prozac, ils vont me donner les roses.
Okay, in Italy it's there's not a general situation. No, you have different situations around Italy because it depends on where you're going to study. For example, in Rome you have a very good and enjoying student life because, of course, Rome is big, there are a lot of faculties. So you can enjoy both parties and both student life in a wide sense, no? There are a lot of associations of students in Italy, and they are now trying to be more confident, no, with the system, and trying to help students how to manage their experience at university. So I found some differences between Italy and Slovenia. These are not really deep differences, also because I'm here only from 1 month, no? But I was satisfied about my student life in Italy as I'm satisfied here.
Yeah, this is true. I'm also satisfied in both places. And what's also important for me is to have also some culture activities. And in my study town in Dortmund, there are, for example, some quite good improvisation theater groups or also some other alternative things. And I really like to go there. And here, for example, I was also at the Catalena concert, or I joined some alternative music projects, which were really, really nice. And I love things like this.
Hey. 2006, wir brauchen noch immer keine Kriege. Wieder im Norden, im Süden, im Osten und im Westen.
I don't know what to say because I haven't been a student in France for a long time, as last year I was doing an Erasmus in Ireland. So it seems really far away. But what I remember of my 3-4 years in the uni is that we had all these problems about strikes and stuff because government was delaying jobs and stuff of teachers, like. And so we had all these universities which were blocked because of students like refused to accept, and staff as well. And this is it. So we had all this part of the years where we couldn't go to classes because we were demonstrating in order to make this law stop. Not
in Germany, we were demonstrating as well because it started that a lot of universities now have a fee. So you have to pay, and in my opinion there were not enough demonstrations because a lot of students just thought about, okay, how can I get this money to pay for the university instead of really going for protests. But there were some good protests as well.
In Italy as well, we have a lot of problems in the educational field. And I think that radio is a good mean to express disappointment of the students. We have a lot of radios in Rome as well, student radios, and I think radio is a great mean to express disappointment, and I think this is really a good idea.
So for me it was like when Bologna came, I saw that nothing really changed. There was a change in a credit system, how to get things, but it had nothing to do with the content. And one of the things like the people thought was, okay, if we have all this same system, you can travel wherever you want, you can continue your study and it's not a problem. But this is not true, because even if you're traveling in Germany from one city to the other, not far away, in the same federal land, you get problems, or often, because professors say, okay, this is not like the same content you were studying before, and so you have the credits, but it's still problematic. And I know that actually a lot of people are unhappy with this system, also a lot of university professors. And in my university, I wrote that they are actually working on this together with the students and the professors to change some main things.
Yeah, I think it was only a good idea, but in the practice, it didn't realize, you know. I was the first 3 years I studied in Bologna, and then I moved to Rome, and I found that university has become like a market. Okay, when you want to change your course or your interests, you cannot do it. Okay, you can do it, but you have to sacrifice like 1 year of studies because you have problems with credits, you have problems with subjects. So it was only a good idea, but it was not practiced well.
Okay, just to balance a bit, I'm quite happy so far with the Bologna system. Like, I could go on my Erasmus and study quite different things of what I would have studied in France, and I got all my credits without any problem. So I just validated my first year of master with thanks to the Bologna system. So with studying quite different things, so I liked it so far.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that things, because a lot of my friends, including my girlfriend, went on Erasmus or studying abroad, and they had really a lot of troubles once they came back to Italy. Yes, they had really a lot of troubles.
Che cos'è l'amore? Chi vive al vento? Chi sferza il suo lamento sulla ghiaia del viale del tramonto?
In Germany, Bologna also changed the way of studying, because it gets more and more a system like in the school, because you have these things you have to do, you need to do this seminar and things like this. What they changed by changing to the Bologna system, and this is, in my opinion, not really good, because study is also that you are thinking about what's important for you, that you make active choices and study in this field. And so this is something where I would wish to go back to this point.
Ljubljana.
Beautiful city.
Metelkova.
Vroča čokolada.
Slovenia.
Mountains, seaside, everything.
Everything in little space.
Kind of home.
Comenius program.
Great experience.
Wonderful experience, yes.
Intercultural exchange.
Comenius people.
Open-minded.
Very funny.
Unexpected.
Teach.
Hard but beautiful.
Yeah, hard but learn a lot.
Good fun.
Bologna.
A great mistake.
Not that.
Think about again.
Okay, vala lepa.
Prosim.
Se vidimo.
La testa da invasata col consenso dell'amica sua fidata. Ai permette signorina, sono il re della cantina. Vampiro nella vigna, sottratto nella cucina. Sono monarca e son boemio. Se questa è la miseria, mi ci tuffo con dignità da re. Che cos'è l'amore? È un indirizzo sul comò di un posto d'oltremare che è lontano solo prima d'arrivare. Partita sei partita e mi trovo ricacciato mio malgrado nel girone antico qui dannato tra gli inferi dei bar. Che cos'è l'amore? È quello che rimane da spartirsi e litigarsi nel setaccio della penultima ora. Qualche star da ravarino mi permetto di salvare al suo destino dalla rullo ghiacciata degli immigrati accesi della banda Sanssouci.
Ay, permette signorina, sono il re della cantina. Vampiro nella vigna, sottratto nella cucina. Son monarca e son boemio. Se questa è la miseria, amici, tuffo con dignità da re. Sono il re della cantina, volteggio tutto crocco sotto i lumi dell'arco di San Rocco. Son monarca e son boemio. Se questa è la miseria, amici, tuffo con dignità da re.